This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump choosing TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The president-elect says Dr. Oz will work closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to address chronic diseases. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more.
They like these picks with very limited government experience. In Mehmet Oz's case, none really whatsoever, because they want people to go into these various agencies, including one that, again, has such a wide impact as CMS does, and try to shake things up.
Trump also naming investment banker Howard Lutnick as his nominee for Commerce Secretary. In Texas today, the president-elect joining Elon Musk to watch a SpaceX Starship rocket blast off. The test launch was successful. The booster catch was aborted. In Rio, President Biden wrapped up his final G20 summit of his office, holding meetings with Brazil's leader today. And rain and snow on the way for the Northeast this week. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The DNR has announced a public comment period for the town of Campbell's application for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The program found that the first phase of the construction of well number one will not have any adverse environmental impacts and that there isn't any need for future environmental reviews or analysis before funding the project. Comments can be sent to the DNR by mail or email with details on the DNR's website under Newsroom. A former Wisconsin congressman is being nominated to join Donald Trump's cabinet. Sean Duffy was tabbed to head up the Department of Transportation. In a social media post, Trump said that Duffy would, quote, usher in a golden age of travel, and touted Duffy's experience in Congress. Duffy, who represented the 7th Congressional District for four terms, resigned in 2019 to spend more time with his family. Since then, Duffy has co-hosted a show on Fox Business and is a regular contributor on Fox News. Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde announced that he was conceding the race to Democrat Tammy Baldwin on Monday. The announcement on social media, nearly 2 weeks after the election, comes after Hovde questioned the election's results. Election officials in Wisconsin pushed back against Hovde, calling his claims baseless.
As a result, and my desire to not add to political strife through a contentious recount, I've decided to concede the election.
Hovde also said he wouldn't be seeking a recount. An Illinois man is in custody for suspected drug trafficking after leading deputies on a brief chase in Monroe County on Saturday. According to the sheriff's office, deputies stopped a vehicle going 100 miles per hour on I-94 near Oakdale. During the stop, the 43-year-old man driving the vehicle fled and crashed a couple miles away. The man was then arrested. Investigators said the man had over $300,000 worth of drugs in the vehicle. A passenger in the vehicle said he grabbed the steering wheel to crash the car. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free Civic Media app on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. A high right around 40. Breezy with more snow showers Wednesday night and a rain snow mix for Thursday. Right now it's 48.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We will get you in. Just PS on the board and on the horn. Join us. I want to recap briefly what we talked about with Maggie Dawn. Overtime with Maggie Dawn. She sticks around on Tuesdays for a couple of segments to, you know, lighten the load and have some fun. And the topic today, now making the national news, not just the Washington Post, but also the Raw story. And you know when you made the Raw story, baby, you're getting famous. Here is what Matthew Chapman writes. Mega auditor of 2020 election lied to judge and violated attorney ethics, according to a report. Well, say it ain't so. Oh, yeah, you know who we're talking about. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice hired by GOP lawmakers in Wisconsin to audit, quote unquote, the results of the 2020 election committed major violations of attorney ethics, according to a blistering report released by state legal regulators. The Washington Post reported. That's our pal Patrick Marley, used to be over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now at the Washington Post. Who are we talking about? Well, of course, Michael Gabelman, who backed Trump's conspiracy theories of stolen election, despite freely admitting not to have a, quote, comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work, caused extensive public drama throughout his special counsel investigation, at one point even threatening to arrest various local officials for not responding to his demands. He even recommended decertifying Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, which was not possible under the law. Eventually, Robin Voss, the state assembly speaker, grew tired of Gableman's antics and dismissed him. Yeah, not after he went plowed through about $2 million.
Uh-huh. It takes a lot to get Robin Voss to say that he's done.
Right. I don't have a comprehensive understanding or even any understanding of how elections work. Huh. So put that guy in charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only the best people.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, it even to read it now, these years later, it just drives me nuts. I mean, the level of incompetence and purposeful incompetence. I mean, this dude knew. Voss knew. Megan knew. Trump knew. Who's investigating the 2024 election? Is there any? No? No? No, that one's okay because Trump won. Okay, gotcha. Good to know. The ethics report written by Donald Schott, S-C-H-T-T, of the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation uncovers even more evidence of wrongdoing, according to Patrick Marley at the Washington Post. And the Raw story quotes, the state office that oversees lawyers alleged former Justice Michael Gabelman filed false information with the judge, repeatedly engaged in dishonesty, unfairly disparaged a judge and an attorney, failed to perform competent legal work, did not follow the direction of his client, released confidential information, and lied to the lawyer who investigated him. The report further found that Gableman, quote, didn't maintain investigative records properly and didn't appropriately respond to public records requests. When he was sued over his handling of public records, Gableman accused the judge overseeing the case of being biased against him and not interested in right or wrong, a remark that was out of line with attorney conduct standards. Furthermore, Gableman failed to perform competent legal work by not following the records law. The state Supreme Court will ultimately assign a referee to look over the report and determine whether he'll face sanctions. That the state Supreme Court here in Wisconsin leans left these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an election, I believe, next year, right? Next spring?
Yes, we do. Coming up in the spring.
The next Wisconsin justice due to a retirement. So here is hoping they throw the book at Michael Gableman and his inept, corrupt, asinine effort to, you know, overthrow the election. You know, at least some people. And this guy, I mean, it was paid for by the taxpayer dollars, and he's not like criminally liable, which is also hard to believe. But he might lose his law license. Well, who's hiring this guy anyway besides Robin Voss?
Yeah.
Oh, and Donald Trump. Because if anything happens to Matt Gaetz,
I mean,
Gableman's got to be first on that list.
I swear
to God. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. So right now I'd like to, you know, lighten it up a little bit. And I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's not just me.
No.
It's not just me. Oklahoma, is this guy from Oklahoma? Ryan Walters.
That's the one.
According to the Oklahoman. This is from, looks like last week, November 15th. Ryan Walters says more than 500 Bibles purchased for Oklahoma public schools. Oh, really? He said last week that more than 500 Bibles have been purchased. The announcements was did not provide specific details about how the Bibles were procured or how much the books cost. Is the latest in a flurry of moves by Walters as he works to elevate his national profile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good timing, Walters. Republican President-elect Donald Trump is quickly filling out his incoming cabinet, and Walters' name has been mentioned by some national news outlets as a potential pick for education secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Or advisor.
Yeah, anyone who's been listening to Busted Pencils, you know that Dr. Tim Slecker is calling this one. He says before the week is out, Trump will have tapped Ryan Walters for Secretary of Education.
Oh, all right, man. When that happens, we'll get Tim back on.
Yeah.
That's right. Both Trump and Walters have called for the U.S. Department of Education to be abolished. Now, in a news release, again, this is last week, and we have updated on this, but we're going to, you know, lay it down for you folks.
Yeah.
Walters said the Bibles would be used in advanced placement government classrooms across the state. He said the move represented, quote, the first in the nation Bible purchase explicitly for use in schools as an academic and literary resource, and described the purchase as the first step toward providing Bibles for every classroom in the state. Now, the purchase was separate from a prior request proposal issued by the Oklahoma Department of Education for 55,000 Bibles. The request was originally tailored with specific requirements that few versions of Bible appeared to meet. One exception.
Which one?
God Bless USA Bible endorsed by Donald Trump.
For $60 a pop, made in China for $3.
The request was later withdrawn after coming under criticism, but the agency said Thursday it expects to reissue a modified version soon. We are focused on ensuring we get Bibles available in every classroom in our state as quickly as we can, Walters said in a news release. I got a picture of him, you know, wearing the Make America Great Again hat.
Ugh.
Walters announced a purchase in a video. Today, we purchased over 500 Bibles that will be in the AP government classrooms across the state. He held up a copy of the Bible as an example. It appeared to be the Trump-backed God Bless USA edition, which has distinctive brown faux leather cover and an embossed U.S. flag. The Bibles are sold exclusively online, starting at $60 a piece. Oh, you were right on with that.
I do my research.
We have the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. These are foundational documents in our nation's history, he said. Each of these documents is also reprinted in the God Bless USA Bible. I mean, really, it's the only book you really need. I mean, sure. Yeah, that's all you need. As Walters held up the Bible, a coffee mug bearing the Latin phrase that translates into, if you want peace, prepare for war, sat to his right. Oh, yeah. It sounds very much like Pete Hegseth, doesn't he? He has like the tattoos of like the Crusaders. Crusades. Oh, the good old days when you could just murder everybody if they didn't believe what you want.
Right.
So Oklahoma, that's your guy. All right, what else do we got? Well, we have some new reporting on this, I believe, and we have some sound.
We do.
So he also put out a video.
He did. He produced a, well, he didn't produce a video. He had produced for him a video that he distributed to every single school district in Oklahoma and instructed every single teacher to play in their classrooms, introducing a new department, a new office.
Oh, let's hear it. I can't wait.
Let's hear it. And I'll give the same disclaimer that I've given before for this audio. Don't record in a literal echo chamber. All right, let's listen.
We are excited to announce a new office here in the Oklahoma State Department of Education. That will be the Office of Religious Liberty and Patriotism. For too long in this country, we've seen the radical left attack individuals' religious liberty in our schools. We will not tolerate that in Oklahoma. Your religious liberties will be protected.
Really? Even non-believers?
We've also seen patriotism mocked and a hatred for this country pushed by woke teachers' unions. We will not tolerate that in any school in Oklahoma. We want our students to be patriotic. We want our students to love this country. And we want all students' religious liberty to be protected. I will now say a prayer. And to be clear, students, you don't have to join.
You don't have to.
But if you so wish, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear God,
what God,
thank you for all the blessings you've given our country. I pray for our leaders to make the right decisions. I pray in particular for President Donald Trump and his team as they continue to bring about change to the country. I pray for our parents, teachers, and kids that they get the best education possible and live high-quality lives. I also pray that we continue to teach love of country to our young people and that our students understand what makes America great and
well, Donald
that
Trump,
they continue
of
to
course.
Love this country. Amen.
I mean, obviously, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump makes America great
well,
again.
Well, that's why he prayed for Donald Trump.
He prayed for Donald Trump. We have some more sound. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it. So after this, it comes out. And again, you're requiring schools to play this video praying for Trump. And he's not praying for the current president.
No.
Joe Biden, you know.
Or the rest of the government.
No,
not the Oklahoma government.
No.
For Donald Trump.
Apparently, the Bible into lesson plans for students in grades 5 through 12. We have more sound, and what's her name? Pam Brown, I believe, from CNN. Mm-hmm. And I got to give it to Pam. I thought she did a great job. I have a hard time maintaining my composure with a guy, but she, I think, a good journalist. You know, these conversations sometimes can be tough, and you have to, you got to, can't let them talk over you. You got to address the points one by one. And for real, Pam Brown at CNN did a masterful job holding him to the fire and staying on target. Indoctrination, says Jim from Appleton. Talk about indoctrination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cam mentions 49th in education, not seeing them get the best education anytime soon.
Well, according to our numbers, they're actually 48th.
Oh, 48th. Okay, so they're getting better. It's getting better. And because why? Because Jesus? Listen, you can pull up any of the founding documents. You will never see the word Jesus mentioned. And, you know, the Christians I know, especially the proselytizing ones, did I say
there
it right?
There you go, you got it.
They're all about Jesus. I mean, you can't have a conversation like Jesus, Jesus this, Jesus that, oh, praise Jesus. It's not in any of those founding documents. You know why? Because we're not based on a Christian religion. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your prayers have been answered. We're still going. We're still here. Cam, you know what I'm talking about. The Oklahoma mega Republican, Ryan Walters, the state superintendent of public instruction and a far-right Christian nationalist. We played the video, ordered schools to show a pro-Donald Trump prayer video. He defended his position, found this on the alternet.org, linking back to the CNN interview with the aforementioned journalist, Pamela Brown. I thought you did a great job. Let's hear Ryan Walters and Pamela Brown talking about the Bibles in the Oklahoma public schools.
Absolutely.
Cut one, please.
What authority do you have to mandate schools to show your prayer video where you also pray for President-elect Trump?
Look, I've continued to hear the gaslighting from the left, and frankly, even from this network, pushing lies about what's going on across America. President Trump has a clear mandate. He wants prayer back in school. He wants radical leftism out of the classroom, wants our kids to be patriotic, want parents back in charge with school choice. We're enacting upon that agenda here in Oklahoma.
So, no mandate?
No mandate? I didn't hear a mandate.
I didn't hear anything.
I got it. A mandate from God.
Donald Trump. Or Donald Trump. One and the same.
Prayers in schools. No, I don't want prayers in schools. You want to have, if you want to pray, you go pray in your own time. I don't want prayers. I don't want your prayers. I don't want any, there's all sorts of religions.
No, are you against, like, anyone praying in a school?
Well, if someone wants to do on their own time, do the thing, I have no problem with that. You want to meditate, you want to pray.
Sure, you got a kid, they got a 5-minute break, they can go.
I don't want teachers instructing children on how to pray and what to say. You want that kind of education. You go like I did to a private religious school. Yes, I went to a private religious school.
It didn't stick.
I mean, of course, it was a Catholic school. And when I got there, and I didn't go through like the feeder schools, you know, this was in Appleton, mm-hmm. Xavier.
Right? One of your old stomping grounds.
My old stomping grounds, you know. And so a lot of my classmates went to like the little smaller Catholic schools around Xavier. And then they all went to Xavier High School. And then some others, you know, then they had the Fox Valley Lutheran. Those are our big rivals, you know, the Lutherans versus it was a big thing. but I didn't do that. Now I was. You know, I might come from Italian background, right? So I was baptized, never confirmed. You know, by that time it was, you know, my parents were, they tried, that never stayed with me. So public school through eighth grade. And when I got to Xavier, and I knew some of the stuff, I'd been to enough churches and weddings and whatnot. And they're telling me, you know, in religion class, because it is a requirement. You know, if you want to learn about religion, go to a private school and take religion class. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even opposed to a public school talking the history of all religions. It's a separate issue because it's there. I don't think it's something you can't avoid. I think it's a toxic upon humanity, but I digress. When I was in the back of the class and they're talking about the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I was like, man, I just got done with Mr. Deneen's math class. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that seems like three to me.
It does.
I mean, is that,
I even counted on my fingers.
I'm just saying. And I, you know, so those kinds of things. I was kind of slowing the class down, I think. And ultimately, the response from the teacher, I believe a sister something, was, Dominic, it's a matter of faith. I'm like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Math doesn't matter if you're faithful. And then I got excused. So I no longer was required to attend the religious class. I had to do
Dom,
a study hall.
You can sit this one out.
And so I sat with the Buddhists and the Assembly of God people who also did not have to go and take those classes.
How did they end up at Xavier?
There was a good education.
Sure.
It was just what the parents wanted, you know?
All right.
So I got excused. And they start the day off, you know, I remember with homeroom, you'd start the day off with a prayer and all those kinds of things, and that's fine, whatever. But that's not public school. That's private school. And if you want mm-hmm. you, and I don't want public dollars being used to indoctrinate. One of the reasons I'm so against school choice, quote unquote, is because you're basically, as church attendance has gone down over the decades, so has the revenue. And mm-hmm. so now we have a subsidization. A lot of folks are already sending their children to private Catholic or private religious schools. Well, now they get subsidized. And now all of a sudden, wow, we got this new revenue stream for these churches.
And that's a huge, huge point to make, is that with these voucher programs, which is what they're talking about when they say school choice, the vast majority of the families who take up those vouchers and use them for the private schools that they send their kids to, those kids were already going to private schools.
Already. So here's money. Here's money. Here you go.
Straight out of public schools.
Yep. And in the state of Wisconsin, it's an unmandated, you know, we have two education systems. It cannot continue to do this, but let's not get too far into it. So you want religious education. My opinion is go to a religious school. Public schools are not that. Why? Because in the public, there's all sorts of religions, all mm-hmm. sorts. And even folks like me who don't believe a word of it. I remember one time when I was in junior high,
okay.
I was always aware of the religion thing.
And
Miss Belial was in class, and I was being naughty, and I was probably like in fifth grade or something, sixth grade, and I sat there and I said, I can't answer the question, I'm praying right now. And I put my hands together and I was just busting the teacher's chops, because of course I wasn't praying. I was always that kid. And she just let me be, and eventually I got over it and participated in the class, and because, you know, that's what happens. So I've had, I guess, you know, historical strong feelings about this topic mm-hmm, for a mm-hmm. very long time. And I don't begrudge people's faith. You want to have faith, man, knock yourself out. I always say it, man, whatever gets you through the night. But don't be putting that on me. I don't put mine on you. I think we shouldn't be subsidizing any religious education, period. Regardless if it's, you know, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Thor, the mighty God Krom from Conan, or pick any religion that's been here and gone. What, today's religion is tomorrow's mythology? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Pick them all. I used to play Dungeons and Dragons. I knew about a lot
of
the gods.
I still play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, see, there's gods in there too, right?
Lots of them,
yeah. So whatever you're into, that's fine. But don't be using our, number one, our tax dollars, and number two, our time outside of the historical context of, I don't know, like how terrible religion has been for humanity. We'll get to more of Ryan Walters from Oklahoma and CNN's Pamela Brown, plus your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A music and comedy venue is closing its doors in downtown La Crosse. The Maine announced on social media that it will be closing at the end of the year. The venue has been operated for 3 years in its current setup, hosting live music, comedy shows, an indoor farmers market, and political campaign visits. In the social media post, the venue said they, quote, made the difficult decision to close their doors and did not provide a reason for the closure. The Maine has events planned throughout the end of the year. Nationally, electric vehicle use is on the rise, but Wisconsin lags behind other states with only 1% of vehicles on the road being electric. However, a plan to address access to electric vehicles is unfolding as infrastructure is being built, such as charging stations, to serve rural areas. Jeremiah Brockman of the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association says the lack of charging stations is holding back the electric vehicle market in Wisconsin.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Wisconsin passed a law this year that will install 65 fast charging stations across the state, including one every 50 miles along major highways. Already, Wisconsin companies are getting to work as Quick Trip debuted its new Quick Charge program last week in West Salem. A former Wisconsin congressman is being nominated to join Donald Trump's cabinet. Sean Duffy was tabbed to head up the Department of Transportation. In a social media post, Trump said that Duffy would, quote, usher in a golden age of travel, and touted Duffy's experience in Congress. Duffy, who represented the 7th Congressional District for 4 terms, resigned in 2019 to spend more time with his family. Since then, Duffy has co-hosted a show on Fox Business and is a regular contributor on Fox News. From the Western Wisconsin Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the late night institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his 4-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. A high right around 40. Breezy with more snow showers Wednesday night and a rain snow mix for Thursday.
Right now it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. Has the telling signs of age rained down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of her nature.
right, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line, it's a text line. It got you lining up. We will get to you. Some of the texters out there, you keep me going. A 414, pray to Orange Jesus. I guess my Catholic Bible is out. Got to help us that Republicans grow a spine. Yeah, keep praying. WISS, Jesus will help those Oklahoma kids keep their balls out of the gutter because Jesus can bowl, man. Yeah, that dude can bowl. You got to love the Big Lebowski quotes. Always welcome here. Thank you, 920. What else we got? Dom, you play the best rockin' music of all the hosts on WMDX. Love it. And you're my, well, I love your show. Everyone else is on Civic Media. Keep up the good work. I guess got to say, on the music, and Jess, you do a big part of this. Thank you. I love the fact. I didn't know when we started working together, you're kind of a headbanger.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't necessarily dress like it or come off as it, but yeah, man. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. So it's not just me, it's also Jess, and she has introduced me to some great music as well. I always love the rock and roll. Keep on rocking. Appreciate it. Let's see. I don't believe God created man. I believe man created God, so saith Len from Madison. Yeah, amen, brother. Catherine from Madison also. Dom, what religion is Trump? Well, if I recall, he said I'm not Christian, right? He said I'm not, literally we have it somewhere. I'll find that sound. I am not Christian or I am not religious. He made the point. He's not. What church does he go to? He doesn't.
Church of Trump.
Maybe everyone can assume it is their religion he espouses. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Just project whatever you want on him. He's a blank slate.
Dom, would you like to start a new charter school where the religion, quote unquote, is critical thinking? Yeah, that's what schools are supposed to be. This is what I'm saying. They're already there. They're called school. We shouldn't have to, like, make a school for critical thinking. They should be teaching that. And apparently you are a D&D goat. We see you callers. Sit tight when I get a couple more of these cuts out. Once again, the Oklahoma dude, the secretary, what is he, the Department of Education in Oklahoma?
He's the state superintendent.
Thank you. Thank you. The state superintendent of Oklahoma being interviewed by Pamela Brown from CNN. We have a few more cuts.
Yeah.
Talking about the Bible as a historical document for America. Let's hear that cut too, please, Jess.
The Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like it.
I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history, okay? The reality is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history.
Mein Kampf was also a historical document.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of historical documents out there. And some have more a better influence or a worse influence. Mm-hmm. But there is nothing in the Constitution about the Bible or about Jesus.
No. Well,
there's not. Or about Hindu religions or Jewish religions or any or Muslim religion. That's not in there.
No.
For many, a reason.
Well, many of the founding fathers, they talk sometimes about God, but the language that they use is incredibly vague.
Right. Purposefully.
Right.
These are smart folks that knew not everyone's going to believe the same thing, because this is about human beings governing human beings. Self-governance. Yeah. That's what this is about. I do not believe that there is a God going to come down and save you from whatever. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. But I don't think that you should have the influence to teach my kids that in the public school. You want to teach your kids that in the private school? Knock yourself out. You want to talk about the history of religion? You know, we can get there. The Life of David, I think, would be great. We can show some Monty Python in the school. And there's lots of things that we can do to expose the young and malleable minds to religion. But not indoctrinating. How about this? Hey, nobody knows where you came from. Nobody knows where you're going to go when you die. So let's just be good to each other and figure out how to manage our existence together with an appreciation and affection for each other as humans. Can we do that?
I'm on board for that.
Let's just do that. Hence, there is no mention of God or Jesus in the Bible. 855-752-4842. We have some more cuts, but let's not keep our callers waiting. Andrew from Motown, a glorious Lions victory this weekend. Andrew, I got to tell you, I think God made it happen.
Did you hear that Las Vegas is saying that they're putting their money on the Lions to win the Super Bowl?
Come on, baby. Do it, baby. Take that action.
That's extreme. That's ridiculously extreme. Just like teaching church and school. Hey, Dom and Jess, you salivating devils. Good on you. Hey, when I was in grade school, fifth or sixth grade, there was a young lady in the class that refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I got so much spirit from her. It was, oh my God, it was horrible. The school system, what are we going to do about her? How are we going to treat her? Blah, blah, blah. It was the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And finally, they decided just to leave her alone. And my idea, you know, and I talked to her about it, and it was like, what has my country shown me? What makes me want to declare my allegiance to them? Give me something, you know? And the idea that in the school system, it was kind of a forced thing. Mm-hmm. You would stand up in the morning and pledge allegiance. Mm-hmm. You know, and it goes along with school prayer and everything else. I have recently become fairly devoted, but that's my business. It's right. My business only. Everybody else, enjoy your life. You know, everybody, just be good to each other and enjoy your life and help others enjoy their lives. Thanks, Devils.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Rock on, Andrew.
Yeah, man. Totally appreciate that. And, of course, the phrase under God added to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Indeed. Not our country's motto.
No, by Eisenhower in 1954. I will say the Pledge of Allegiance. I will not say the under God portion of it because I don't believe in that. I don't want it on the money. I don't want it on the walls. I don't want it in the pledges. I don't want it anywhere. And you get the religious and the faith. You get so spoiled, man. You're so spoiled. You got on the money. Oh, I can't take it off the money. Oh, we're going to put the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms.
Whose version
and in the
of
classroom.
The Ten Commandments, eh?
I mean, come on, man. I saw the movie, man, History of the World Part 1. And there were 15, and Moses dropped one of them.
Oy.
Yeah, not oy. Behold, the God Jehovah has given to me these 15.
Oy. Oh,
10. 10 commandments for all to obey. I love Mel Brooks. 855-752-4842. A little bit more. Let's I know we're bouncing around here, but it's all for a purpose. You're just going to have to tithe me 10%, and you'll find out when you're dead. Oh, who am I kidding? 20%.
20.
Come on. 10%. That's old school. And that's gross, by the way, not net. I don't care what your deductions are. Gross. Again, back to Oklahoma Superintendent of School, Ryan Walters. Oh, breaking news. While we feel that, as we were discussing Ryan Walters and his efforts to buy all these Trump Bibles and put them all to school and do this thing, another Trump cabinet pick has been announced. The Department of Education will now be led by Linda McMahon of WWE fame and formerly of the Trump administration and I believe SBA. So
Tim was wrong.
So sorry, Ryan Walters. Not gonna.
I mean, he was auditioning hard.
He totally was, man.
Hard.
Oh, man. So hard. Not gonna happen. Keep praying on it. Let's hear a little bit more. Pamela Brown from CNN talking about Ryan Walters and his efforts to put the Bible in the classroom. Why not include other religious texts? Great question. Glad you asked it. Cut three.
If it's important to talk about religious texts and how it weaves into the history of the U.S., then why not also include the Quran? Why not also include the Book of Mormon? Why not also include these other religious texts?
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Everyone who signed that list, everybody suing me, they're the same people that want genderqueer and flamer in the classroom. Man. Under the guise
of That's not necessarily true. Yes, you are painting everyone with a broad brush.
I know the litigants in the case. The ACLU sued me on both, Southern Poverty Law Center. The reality is these people want radical gender pornography in the classroom, but they don't want the Bible.
But they say the Bible has pornography and incest and rape. So what do you say to that?
You think the Bible's on the same plane as gender?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
I mean, that's laughable.
Yeah, the Bible has incest and sex in it as well, right?
I mean, you want a book that is full of sex, murder, intrigue, and all the terrible things that humans do? Go to the Bible.
See, but he—that's not it. It's gender pornography. That's the big problem. But notice he doesn't answer the question.
And not at all.
She has a good point, and I think our friend Cindy Sum Appleton also has a good point. Cindy, you are going to be next. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, when I say the Pledge of Allegiance, I say all nations under their own God, because everybody has a different God. And I just wonder how this is going to affect people who are agnostic and atheist. Are their children going to be forced to have to do this every day? I mean, I can just about imagine all the lawsuits that are going to come forward after this. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And for a lot of people, our history doesn't sit well.
No doubt, Cindy. And thank you for the call. A lot to unpack there. Our history doesn't sit well. Well, it's not so bad for white landowning men, historically speaking, and everybody else, maybe a little less great, if you know what I mean. As far as the atheists, the agnostics, you know, folks like me, you know, how do we react? Of course, it's tougher, and I had moxie as a kid, so it was less challenging for me because F that. But there are folks that do feel the intimidation, do feel the pressure, the peer pressure to say God this and God that. And I think it's not the right place. It's not necessary. Again, historically speaking, sure, you want to talk about all the religions and did the Christian religion play an oversized role in this country? Well, you can't tell by the original texts. You know what I'm saying? You might think that. You might have lots of folks. Oh, why the pilgrims come here? Yeah, religious fanatics came and killed all the indigenous people. Imagine that. 855-752-4842. Let's hear more from Pamela Brown interviewing Ryan Walters, the Oklahoma superintendent of schools, and his efforts. Cut number four, I believe.
You're not answering my question about these with other religious texts. If that is your reason, if you were like, I want our students to learn about the founding of this country and the Bible played a big role in that, then why not include other religious texts that also throughout history played a role, such as I pointed out, the Book of Mormon, such as, you know, the Quran?
Sure. Look, in a world history class, you can absolutely talk about those. But let's be clear, in American history, the Bible played a unique role in shaping this history.
The Book of Mormon? That's here, right? I mean, it started here.
That's specifically American
history, man. That's here. And what about the indigenous religions that were here? You know, all the people that were murdered and their land stolen? They had religions, some of them. Are you going to teach those too?
Doubtful.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. I'm preaching here, brother. I'm proselytizing. I learned a new word.
You missed that one. God damn. You had it for a second.
And that is to
proselytize.
Proselytize.
There you go.
Is to like try to convert people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's to preach with the intent of getting everyone on your side.
How about I just preach and you do what you want, but don't put yours on me. I will put mine on you. And we'll go and figure out that, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. And that sometimes commas are overused in English. 855-752-4842. One last segment with your calls, your texts. Come back with us.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Test, there's no time to rest, I ain't even started yet.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We will sleep when we're dead, but we got one segment left. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We're going to get to all of them. I believe we have one last cut for the people. Jess, if you would, please, once again, Ryan Walters, the superintendent of schools of the great state of Oklahoma. He's going to fix their education by sticking Bibles back in the school. Well, maybe they should do something. Cut number five.
Oklahoma is 48th in the country when it comes to education. It's ranked 48th in the country. Your critics say the money that you're spending on the Bible, I'm putting Bibles in every classroom, you've asked for $6 million, should be spent in other ways to better educate the students because they're very worried about where Oklahoma is ranked in the education system. What do you say to that?
We are in the middle of a turnaround here because we are following President Trump's agenda. This is the agenda for the entire country. We have school choice. We have merit pay. We are rejecting this left-wing ideology in the classroom. We are promoting American exceptionalism.
Not 49th, 48th. So they're getting better. Must be God's work. 855-752-4842. It's your work. A couple of the texters on there. Callers, be patient. We're getting to you. Just working hard on the board. Len from Madtown. Church and state separate. Yes, Lenny. That's what I'm talking about. Lenny. What else we got here? Uncle Tony from Columbus. Shouldn't the Oklahoma guy mandate the schools use Jefferson's Bible if he wants to use a quote-unquote historical document? He was a founding father after all, and yes, Jefferson wrote a Bible. Uncle Tony, my understanding is he kind of like pulled all the Jesus quotes out of the Bible and made it his own. I didn't read it because, you know, it's a Bible. But sure, as a part of a religious studies, including all religion, including indigenous and worldwide religions, sure, why not? Because it's not just about American history. It's also the history of the folks that are in the classrooms right now. And not all of them came from this country. 855-752-4842. Let's see. Michelle, West Bend. If they want to teach history of religion, it can be an elective class. That way kids can take the class when they are at an age when they are capable of making the decision for themselves. Michaela, sorry. Michaela, yeah, good point. It could be an elective, not a requirement. But again, I would stress that in the public schools, as a matter of history, you teach all of them. And good luck with that. Because then what's the delineation? Is it Roman gods? Maybe the Greek gods, we stop
hey,
there.
Hey, I got a degree on that.
But where do you stop? You know what I mean? The Norse gods. I'm a big fan of Thor.
Yeah, I mean, those stories. Ooh, they're good stories.
Marvel has it all figured out. What else we got? Dom, George Carlin, God loves you and he needs money, says Tom from New Berlin. Yeah, man. God loves you and he needs money. Let's see. I was raised Catholic, raised by Catholic parents, and religion really dictated every aspect of my young life, and I hated it. Forcing religion on children from a young age is a perfect way to push them away from any desire to follow religion. Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing about religion is religion. Yeah, no doubt. The indoctrination. Again, we're talking about public dollars indoctrination. You want to do it at your private school? You want to go to Appleton Xavier like my parents paid out of pocket for me to go to? Knock yourself out. It's a free country. Do it. Instill in your kids what you want if you want religion. I don't want religion in the public schools. We don't have religion in public schools for a reason. I leaned agnostic after getting out of my parents' house, but my ultra-Catholic mother pushed me to full atheist when she told me God has a plan for everything. Everything happens for a reason. And I was holding my recently born and recently passed son in my hands. Oh, my God. No, I vowed to allow my second-born son to make his own decisions regarding religion if when he decides he wants to. Yeah. I mean, exposure is fine. I mean, there is religion. We can't deny it. I look at all of it as mythology. Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology. You want to teach that? That's fine. There's a cultural thing involved in that. And that's I'm okay with that from a historical perspective. But if you're going to make people pray, and you're going to make people pray to, I don't know, like pray for President Trump, even though he's not the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy days, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, good show, Dom.
Thanks, man.
There has to be a separation of church and state because we're in a free country and nothing should be shoved down your throat. And I would imagine the dude in Oklahoma, he probably voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at Trump, yeah, he's name a commandment he hasn't broken. Have a great night, Dom.
Hey, thanks, Wisco. Appreciate you listening, man. 855-752-4842. Running out of time. Steve from Madison, you will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I don't know. I heard the guy say the Bible's a historical document. You can't rewrite history, right? I just wonder, does he think the King James is the original version of the Bible?
Right. Which Bible are you talking about? Thanks for the call, Steve. A couple of the texters from the 608, religion was invented by rich people to keep poor people from killing them. And also John from West Dallas, religion is taught at home. Steady Eddie, not a big fan of the music, but come on, man. We love the music. We're headbangers.
We do.
But we also do, like, what do you say? It's some Bob Dylan, some Paul Simon. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah,
but
sometimes we mix it up.
Yeah, we mix it up. I do like the classic, you know. Hey, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I want to thank Maggie Dawn, a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her out tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. preceding this fine show. Thank you, Jess, for your hard work today. Thank you to all of our callers. Tomorrow, we're going to have our pal, Matt Rothschild. He's going to come in with us as a co-host. We're going to talk all sorts of things. But right now, stick around. Pete Schwabba, The Nightlight, coming up next. Have a good night.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.